keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for February 1st, 2023. This is episode 31.
Hey, that's high tempo.
You're on tonight.
Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love.
Woo! Yeah. I know why you're all excited. I know why you're all jitty with it. I know why you're all excited.
I know. I'm back on the booze.
Let's cheers right away, my queen.
I have not had a there we sip go. Since... New Year's Eve.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Smooth, but the nice finish.
This is, who do we get this from?
We got this from Chris and Anamika.
That's right. I drank the last bottle they gave us, which was the $7 Costco wine.
Yes.
And this is Cult. Oh, it's a very dark label.
Yes, Cult. It's Cult.
The oh man,
it's a 2020 cab.
The I can't even read it. Can you read what that says? My eyesight. Wait, I have them. I put. Are you holding?
I got
it.
Okay. I got it.
I think I put it on the app, so I could actually get it from there. This is good.
It's good.
Oh man. Oh no.
Yeah, it's a 2020 cab, but I can't read it because it's black on. It's a black label with gold writing.
Yeah, and the studio, of course. Why did I open up Venmo of all things? I don't want to open up Vivino, which I'm about to delete from my phone. Bovin, V-I-G-N-E, Bovin, Cult Cabernet Sauvignon 2020 from Napa Valley. And oh my goodness.
Thank you, Chris and Anamika.
Do I taste a little bit of like notes of chocolate?
I don't have that sophisticated of a palate. Well, are you a wine snob now too?
Ever since I got my temporary bridge, I seem to taste much better.
It's because your sinuses are clearer.
It's true, though. I hear better. I smell better.
Yeah,
I
look better.
Well,
not that you.
That's just
need
talent.
That.
That's just talent, baby. What can I tell you?
You're sparkling.
I am kind of sparkling.
You are.
Thank you very much, Chris and Anamika.
Yes,
we talked about the dinner we had with them right on the last show.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's good. It's good to be drinking with you.
Yeah, on this cold, icy Texas night.
We are in the middle of Icegeddon, everybody.
Yes, Icegeddon.
Which means we can't go out. We can't drive because we can't even get down the driveway because of this. We had an ice storm, and that means that I sit there all day waiting for the lights to go off and my generator to finally kick on. I have not had the emergency I wanted yet.
He just really wants that to happen.
I want it to happen.
Even though when the electricity goes out, you have to reset everything.
Oh, yeah, no. Of course. Well, not everything, but it's the computers. The computers are a real problem.
Yeah.
At a certain point.
We have quite a few of them.
Yeah. They all come back, but, you know, it's like the modem, the internet comes back up. It's all slow.
Yeah. I'm sorry your generator hasn't kicked on. Well,
how long have we had it? 2 years now?
A year. We just went on a year. But my girlfriend Teresa is here.
Yes.
She flew in last
Friday.
She's still here. We love Teresa. She could come live with us.
Happy
birthday, Teresa. But she was supposed to fly out yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had this is a great wine.
It's really
good.
This
is going to go down really easy and be slurring my words by the end of the show. Hey, I'm going to be sounding like you.
You mean like New Year's Eve when you got roofied?
No, that wasn't new. That was a vaudeville Christmas party.
At least you admit it. You were roofied.
I don't know. But anyway, Teresa arrived on Friday and she was supposed to fly out yesterday. And we were going to take her to the airport and Adam talked to the UPS driver. He had dropped off a package.
No, let me tell you that you said, Adam, UPS driver's here.
Yeah. Yeah, Take care of it.
So I see the guy backing up. He's on the driveway. And I'm like, I'm going to go out and help him because it's slippery everywhere. So I go, hey, brother, how you doing? He's like, oh, man, it's really bad out there. I can't believe they made us drive. And he had two big boxes, which was our dishes, which you ordered. And so I'm chatting with him. He kind of looked like Cheech from Cheech and Chong, only thinner face. Mm-hmm. And he's probably our age, I guess. And I was like, yeah, we got to go to San Antonio today. I said, dude, brother, don't do it. Don't do it. It's you may have the car for it, but there's jackknife tractor trailers, people spinning all over the place. People are idiots. They don't know how to drive. I'm going home after this. I don't care what they say. And I'm like, you know, the UPS guy, he's kind of on the road. Like, I'll take his word for it. That's good enough
for me. He's on the front lines. Well, and also to get to the San Antonio airport, we have to take the exit to get on 410. And that is a bridge that you go up and then you turn to the left.
Yeah.
And I wasn't so much worried about us driving. I was worried about the other people.
All the other people. And then this morning we looked, you know, just on the off chance, maybe we could take her today because she had a reservation for today as well. Mm-hmm. And that flyover, there was a bad accident. So they, that whole exit, they, the whole, you know, loop, they closed down basically around the airport.
Yeah. And so they ended up canceling her flight anyway.
Exactly.
So
do you want to tell everyone who Teresa is?
Teresa is one of my dearest friends. We've been friends for 35 years. We met when we both worked at the bank. This is back in the 80s and I was getting a divorce from my first husband. I distinctly remember we were in the bathroom chatting and we knew each other. We chatted and I mentioned to her that I was getting a divorce and she had just gotten divorced and she was like, oh, we should get together. And so we became,
This was Chicago, right?
This was Chicago and we hung out together and we had loads of fun. As single ladies in Chicago.
You know, you were the terror twins. You were trouble.
We were good girls.
No, you weren't. You were, so I'm listening, cork soakers, let me tell you. So I'm sitting at this table. They're talking good times, right? Hey, remember those guys we convinced who were stewardesses or what? You're making up all these horrible stories. You are exactly what men are worried about, believe me. Oh, she lied to me, man. You give out fake phone numbers probably too. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, we had a good time. So yes,
I love Teresa. I know. She's very funny.
She's family. She's like my sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She feels that way.
Yeah, and what's amazing is
I also let her sit in my seat all day long, like she's your sister.
I know. Everybody wants to sit in your spot.
I know, it's a great spot.
Which Adam has the honor. We have a sectional that has a chaise lounge, and everybody likes to sit there.
Of course,
and
they do.
But the thing with Teresa is that we've known each other for over 3 decades and we just keep evolving together through life. So it's just, it's lovely.
And she's a grandmother, a Mimi. She's
her Gigi, daughter just
Gigi,
had a baby.
I'm sorry, she's a Gigi. I'm very jealous. I can't believe you have a grandkid.
So she was supposed to fly out. She rebooked for today. They ended up canceling it. And I'm leaving for Chicago tomorrow for the Keeper meetup. And
notice the dropping of the curry part of Curry and the Keeper. It's now the Keeper meetup.
The Keeper meetup. So I'm scheduled to fly out tomorrow at 3:00. So she's going to be on my flight. That's we're both so flying cool. to Midway. Yeah. Hopefully we're going to get out. Hopefully.
She actually has given me a pretty good hack. I didn't realize. She's very smart. She did a really good life hack.
Which was?
Well, so you always get the early bird special.
Oh, yes.
Teresa does have bad knees, but she basically, when they say, does anyone need some assistance? She like kind of hobbles over and and I'll be like stretching my legs like, oh, so she boards before you. Good hack. I like it. I should do that too. I need to look more decrepit. You know, I look so good. No one will believe it.
You can say your teeth. I got salad in my teeth.
Hey, man. That's ableist, okay? That's orally able of you. Stop that.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, we're flying out.
Oh, you're going out tomorrow. You're totally going.
I'm just a little concerned about the driving because I have to drive.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because you're leaving in the afternoon. It's going to be 37 degrees tomorrow morning. Everything's going to melt away.
And then when I arrive in Chicago, it's going to be 7 degrees. So
who goes to Chicago in February? What is wrong? Oh, that's why it's a Keeper meetup because Curry's too smart. Curry's not going to. Curry don't play that.
Curry doesn't have any fat on his body to keep himself warm.
I will freeze up like a popsicle right away. It's no good.
So I'm arriving tomorrow night, and Kate, who put together the Keeper meetup, she's hosting me for dinner tomorrow night. So I'm really excited. I get to meet Kate and her husband, Tony.
That's her husband, who's been listening to No Agenda since episode one.
Episode one, nice. Yes. And nice. So Kate and I text all the time now. And
so you've never met Kate?
No, not in real life.
You know her from where?
She reached out to me. She's a No Agenda listener, and then she listens to Curry and the Keeper. Yeah.
So you've never met her?
No, only on Instagram.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know.
You probably take a gun with you just in case. These people are.
She seems pretty legit. She's got a daughter. She's got a dog.
Oh, okay. Like serial killers don't have kids. This is new.
Kate, you serial killer.
Kate the serial killer. There you go. She's got a new name. All right. Kate the serial killer. Write that down.
Oh, So yeah, so hopefully tomorrow, no problem, we'll get out. And then I'm going to see my dear friend Tim.
Right, he came to our wedding, right?
Yes, and I've been friends with Tim for a long time, and we met at the bank as well.
He's handsome.
Oh, he is an amazing man.
And a very good dancer.
He is.
I saw him at our wedding. Yeah. Like, holy crap.
Cutting the rug with my friend Lynn.
Now, is he our age? Is he older?
He's a little bit older than me. Yeah. And then he lives in the city. And then Friday night's the dinner. And then my sister and I drive back down to Indiana. And we'll be hanging in.
Nice. And when do you come back?
We're going to see.
So I can just write that down in my agenda?
I got to see Pat. I got to see Pat on Sunday.
See your mom. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So when are you back?
I'm back on Monday.
Monday, okay.
Yeah, so make sure the girls are gone by the time I get back. Jeez. I'm not telling you what time.
Phoebe, remember that. The chicks have to be gone by 1.
You're going to be busy. You're going to be busy.
I'm going to be very busy.
Yeah, three podcasts to do.
Three podcasts. If the weather holds up, I'm going to do some flying, which I'm excited about.
Yeah. Talk about your...
Well, first I want to say hello to the more than 8,500 cork soakers out there.
Yes.
We've done some statistics.
Yeah.
John Spurlock from the Podcasting 2.0 Mafia.
Yes.
He's put together this fantastic things. We can actually see how many people are like regular listeners. And it's almost 9,000.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Cork Soakers.
Yeah, Cork Soakers unite.
Vineyard Nation.
Vineyard Nation. So January was not exactly what you expected for your 75 hard one. Within 3 days, you already gave up, I think, on the cold shower. That was kind
of... That is not true. Oh. I lasted a week.
Okay.
I got sick. When you have a raging sinus thing, the last thing you want to do is stand under a cold shower.
True. You got sick, you would not listen to me. I said, take it easy. And you were working hard. You're doing both outside and your workout. And then you just kind of like wilted away into a little ball of nothing.
And then I coughed. And I either cracked a rib or I bruised a rib.
Yeah.
And it still hurts.
I have not seen you. I don't think I've ever seen your face in that kind. I've seen you go into operations and come out, but your face was really, you had pain.
Real
pain. And the coughing and then the rib. And I felt so bad.
Oh,
I felt so bad. There's nothing I could do. And of course, there is something I could do because I said, well, you know, there's things that will help it, you know, will stop you coughing so that won't hurt. And I know the response, but I had to say it anyway. As a good husband, it's like, I don't want anything that makes my brain think I don't want to cough. Okay.
That's what cough medicine does. It does something to your brain suppress the need to cough.
It's called better living through chemicals. No. This is a very, very fine thing. And then I said, well, I'll go get you some honey and some lemon.
We talked about this in the last show and I was just reluctant to drink it. Yes.
Did. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Were you sick on the last show?
Yes. Yeah.
But you didn't crack the rib on
remember
the last show.
I was coughing though, remember? Yeah.
Can I have a tissue, please? Because
I don't see them over here. They're all the way over there.
I'll get them. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, we talked about that because you said, you won't drink the lemon and the honey. And I finally started drinking the lemon and honey.
And did it help?
Yes, Adam.
Oh, no.
Dr. Adam.
Are you kidding? Yes. Dr.
You're probably
Utka.
Like, I need to shut her up with that coughing because she's keeping me up.
See, the interesting
lemon.
Thing is you say that because that's all in your head. That's not at all. I mean, you can cough all night long. You can cough them. You wouldn't let me kiss you. Wouldn't let me sit near you. Wouldn't do anything. Thank
Did
you very
you
much.
Sick?
Did not get sick.
Okay.
But I was pounding vitamin D3
okay.
and course and you know, everything, anything you could find. Like, let me take this.
At all.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And made you only hate me more.
Yes, here I am. We talked about this too. I'm the supplement queen. Mm-hmm. I'm drinking my immune drink. I'm drinking vitamin C. I'm working out. I'm eating beef like 24/7, like healthy inside and out. I get sick. You eating Milano cookies and apple flops with bioengineered food.
Excuse me. Only includes a bioengineered food ingredient. Okay. Yes. For those who are Dutch, Annemieke, the appelflop. It's an H-E-B appelflop, which is kind of like a Barbie.
It's a Barbie
instead of a Barbie.
A Barbie. And then Annette texts me. She goes, "I know why you didn't get sick. It's all the THC."
Which is so not true. I barely even smoke or vape anything anymore. Oh, nothing.
He doesn't.
Nothing.
No, I know. Who are you?
I don't know. I mean, I had a hit today. It was nice, but you know, I just had a off of that, you know, the cool Mighty Plus. So it is literally cool. It's not even burning. And I got to tell you, it was nice, but it lasted a long time.
Did it?
It's like, oh, yeah. And then I got really tired and I was like, oh, I need to lay down. But I couldn't because Teresa was in my spot. Oh. I'm just kidding, Teresa. Just messing with you. My head's falling down.
So yes, a lot of the people in the 75 hard group completed phase one. They got through the 30 days. It ended. I'm so proud of all of them because that cold shower, that is not fun.
So what's going to happen now? Are you going to just restart this or what's the word? What are you going to do?
Well,
now?
Anybody who finished phase one, I don't know what phase two is, but you cannot do phase two for 30 days. The program insists that you have a 30-day rest there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not doing phase one again. I'm going to do the boot camp again. I'm going to do the 75 days. I'm going to do that again.
Have you recruited other people for this?
No, I haven't. Okay. No, but I am going to do it. I think it depends on how much I indulge in Jamaica.
That's right. We're
after
going.
Jamaica.
Did we tell people we're going to
yes,
Jamaica?
Yes, we did.
I can't remember anything you did on the last show.
I can. So you, good thing you have me as the lead podcaster here.
Did we talk about our dinner?
Wait a minute. I'm not done with 75 hard, which turned into 75 soft. So
yes.
So the
limp 75 limp is more my preferred soft.
Well, aside from the little gummy candy incident that I had. That's the only.
I don't. Did we talk about this?
We talked we about it. Yes, because you said that
you ate my bag of dicks.
Yes.
That's almost like you knocked my block off. Remember Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Yes.
Now it's you ate my bag of dicks. It's a new
it
version.
Was so strange because I mean, considering the shape of them, I didn't care. They were just so fresh. They were good. Anyway, but aside from that, I didn't have any alcohol. I tried to work out as much as possible and I drank a lot of water. I don't know that I did the gallon. Mm. So I did a 75 soft. So I feel pretty.
Yeah. And now did you have to read anything or was that part of the soft?
I did the Bible recap every day, but no, I did not read much.
You basically didn't do the program at all.
I did not, but I did a partial program.
It's a partial program. Okay.
I didn't gain any weight. So, and if anything, I think I got in a little better shape. Mm. So, but I got sick. It was out of my hands, but
I know that really sucked. I felt bad for you.
It's okay.
But of course I'm just healthy,
but I'm really congrats to everybody who did phase one. You guys kick butt now, and I'm really happy about that.
Now, are you going to coordinate your next 75 hard with the group? Or, I mean, are you just going to let the group down?
No, I mentioned it to them.
Abandon them? Just toss them aside when they're old dirt?
No. Well, I'll still keep in touch with them.
Okay.
But, you know, they do refer to me as Gummy Candy Tina in the 7. I have been referred to as Gummy Candy
Tina?
Because I confess to eating your penis-shaped gummies.
And not even thinking of replacing them or anything like that.
I don't know where Brian got them.
He's your BFF. You could text him, say, hello, I need to replace my husband's dicks.
Okay, guess what you're getting for Valentine's Day.
Oh, darling, thank you so much. The love is thick.
Oh, so no, I'll let everybody know when I'm getting ready to start on the 75 days. And then anybody who wants to join me can join me. So what better way to get in even better shape for the summer?
Now, then we had a dinner. This was a big deal. We had a big dinner.
Before we get into that,
Don't look at me like you want me to say something.
Oh, okay.
Then you just go ahead and take control of the show.
Okay, great.
Like I always said you should do. It's your show.
But I wanted to talk
about...
I'm just
here to produce. Here, look. Production.
Okay. You're so good at it.
I know.
I wanted to talk about Paul and Melissa Laster, who came into town for Melissa's birthday.
I'm so happy you remember that.
They had sent us an email. He is a Black Knight of No Agenda. I forget Black Knight.
Black Knight of the Ninjas, I believe.
Yes.
Which means he deserved a knighthood and somehow he didn't get knighted on the day of the episode. Yeah, whenever it's a very rare thing, actually, to have a Black Knighting.
I think he kind of likes it, though.
Go ahead.
But they emailed us and said, hey, we're coming through Fred for my wife's birthday, and we have some eggs. We want to bring you some eggs from our chickens. And so we parked the car, and we walked, and we met them, and he was actually standing on the street, and his wife was in a store, and we got to meet them, and they actually brought us...
That's actually not how it went.
Yeah. Oh,
we're driving into town and you've had contact with them from day one. And then I'm like, well, where are we meeting them? I don't know.
And then you're holding my hand and you're like, hold
my hand.
If you're like a floppy fish.
There's nothing I despise more than holding your hand when you're just like, that's the sound it felt like. It was floppy, wet, kind of half damp, sweaty. Hold my hand like you mean it, girl. What is that? What is?
I'm not even aware that I'm doing that.
You better wisen up, because that's like nasty. Like a floppy ass flounder. Not even.
So he's like, hold my hand.
More like a tilapia. Like you hold a tilapia in your hand. Tilapia is possibly the worst thing that you could have in your hand. Anyway,
so I didn't know, because he said, we're at the store. And I said, well, do you want to meet at the Marketplatz? And I didn't know. And you're like, where are we going? I'm like,
well, no, what happened was, all of a sudden you start walking, you turn left. I'm like, aren't we going to the store? He's like, I don't know what we're doing. I said, what, I don't know. You've had contact. And then
you're like, hold my hand.
You get a floppy fish hand with me. FFH, floppy fish hand.
So we finally meet them, and they're lovely family. And yes. And so they brought us eggs from their chickens that they have. And I don't even remember how many chickens, but we got a little bit of a story about how chickens are kind of mean. Like,
excuse me. I distinctly remember someone saying chickens are dicks. Did I ever say that? Chickens are assholes, I think is exactly what I said. They are.
Yes, and that they eat their own eggs, that they'll eat their own, they'll cannibalize them. And sure. They were talking about how they would fight over frogs and like.
Yeah, and then, and what's his wife's name? I forget.
Melissa.
She's like, well, that chicken was an asshole, so we cooked him.
She didn't say that, did she?
Something like that.
I don't remember saying that.
Hey, but how cool are their kids?
Oh, their kids were absolutely.
They had, I think, 14 children. Okay, four, but 14 total. And they're handsome, pretty, delightful, polite. She has a 15-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Do you remember her name?
Genevieve, I think.
Genevieve. And I'm just like, why didn't I have this kid? My daughter wasn't like this at 15.
Your daughter
I wanted to stick her behind the wallpaper. She's cool now, but... Yeah. No, nice kids.
Really nice family. Kids. But yeah,
His brother-in-law, I think, was there with his wife. Yes. And they had some kids there.
It was a whole family affair.
And we're just standing right on Main Street with eggs, taking selfies and stuff. People are like, what is going on with this?
It was
like a little mini meetup. Yeah, it was super.
And so it was eggs of all sorts. Like, what are the tiny eggs called? The little tiny blue ones?
Tiny eggs.
The tiny blue eggs.
Tiny blue eggs. I don't know what they're called, but those are the ones
Easter chickens? Was it the Easter chickens?
Yes. And those are the ones that you can eat raw.
Oh.
And as I saw your eyes roll up in your head.
Nope.
You can eat these raw.
Yeah. But no, they were basically saying how chickens are just basically jerks.
Yeah.
They're just jerks. Yeah. And there's
when are you getting yours?
Well, that leads me to, wait.
What do you think happens in this weather with the chickens? What are you going to do?
They stop laying eggs.
They freeze to
death. We got to bring them in the house. They got to sleep with Phoebe, right?
Oh, that'll be hilarious.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Phoebe would eat them.
Of course.
But so we get our eggs.
Such a bad idea.
We have, I think, two dozen eggs, dozen and a half. I can't remember. And we're walking down the street we're just holding these cartons.
Yeah. People like, oh, careful. Those people are carrying gold. They've got the gold right there.
I was like, back off. You're not taking our eggs.
I did get a text from Mike. From Sarah.
Yeah.
And he gave me a number of some people here nearby in the Hill Country who sell chicken eggs. They have their own chickens there, and that's where Sarah gets them.
Oh, excellent!
So we do have a supplier, which I want to go and meet them and get some eggs from them.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Instead of having chickens.
Okay, well, we got an email from Jeff Monks, and I want to just read a portion of his email, which he is a big advocate that this is doable. So he says, as always, we thoroughly enjoyed the most recent episode of Curry and the Keeper, but were shocked and dismayed by the misinformation and disinformation coming from Adam regarding chickens and composting. He's clearly a shill for Big Egg.
Big Egg.
And the Ovum Industrial Complex.
Ovum Industrial Complex. Give me your eggs. Really?
Nice, Adam. The record must be straight. And so he goes on to tell us about how he has a flock of five chickens in Austin, of all places. And then
back in his backyard?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And he said that at their farm in McMahon, they have four chickens. And he goes through this whole, I'm not going to read the whole menu. It's pretty funny. But he basically says how you can have chickens and you can exist happily.
Yes, if you go live with Jeff, yes. Then you can have chickens and live happily. It'd be great.
He's on Squeaky Frog Farm.
And oh yeah, we know Squeaky Frog Farm. Yes. Yeah, we know those guys. Yes. Yeah, sure.
So he said also too, he said, we were talking about composting last time and I was asking, can you put meat in there? And he said, also, you discussed putting meat and bones in the compost section of a keyhole garden. Don't do this. Meat will attract rats and raccoons to tear up your garden and it will make your garden smell like rotting meat.
Yeah, that's not gonna
anyway, happen. So he sent pictures. So thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. So he seems to
thanks,
think-
Jeff. Don't encourage it. Don't
think
encourage-
it was, he seems to think
you know,
it
if
was-
we had kids, does he have kids?
I did not
because if you have kids who can make kids do the, as part of their chores, go tend to the chickens. Yeah, that's great. But it's just you and me, babe. And I already do Phoebe 3 times a day.
I know you're so good. Well, you can add a few chickens. What's up, man?
And I produce the show.
Yeah. What's up? So it's okay.
And all you do is you go out drinking with Annette. That's all. That's all that you do these days.
I do not.
We're going to have some. It's called lunch. I'm sorry. We have some lunch.
We had lunch. We did not have alcohol because it was dry January.
Yeah, that's
but
the
it's
only
over
reason
now.
Why. So when are you going back on the 75?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
April 1st, maybe.
Oh, wow. April Fool's right on. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
This wine is fantastic.
I know. I need a top off.
It's going down quickly.
Be careful, you, because you know, you've been without. You've been withholding.
I
so.
Know. I can already feel it.
Iva? Talk about our dinner.
Yes.
This was, and now how did this come together actually? Because
Charles Mayfield came into town. Charles from Farrow Life.
Farrow.life, everybody.
He asked us to.
I gave it. Oh, go ahead.
No, he asked if he could have dinner with us. And so
they were all at the Greater Reset in Bastrop. That's why they were in town. Because he's from Tennessee.
Oh, is it Tennessee?
He's from
Georgia. Tennessee.
No, he's from Tennessee. Yeah.
And so, yes, he came into town and he was staying with the Meat Mafia boys who are Brett and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, Brett and Harry are coming. And so then we invited two of our other friends, Marianne. I don't know why I say Marianne. Mark and Julianne. And
The
PHs.
Professional
hunters, yes.
Better known as Ivory and Blood Diamond Smugglers. You can tell me all you want. I know what they do. Do you see his boots? He like boots made of buffalo hide that they got.
Is it buffalo? I thought it was hippopotamus.
Whatever. It's something from Africa. It's probably Africans. Go shoot some Africans.
Yes.
I'm telling you, man, these guys are cool.
Yes. So we had.
Badass.
So we served bavette.
Oh.
Which ended up being amazing. It was an amazing dinner party.
I had forgotten that Charles has written cookbooks and is a chef.
I didn't even know that. I did not know that.
I met him at White Oak Pastures, Will Harris's place when we were there. Mm-hmm. Slim and I were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with him. You know, he did the devotional, which is kind of for men, you know, mm-hmm. like, and I even interrupted my morning prep on Sunday to go there. Like, this guy is so cool. And we kind of bonded.
You were like, I'd date him. That's just, you said that on a previous show.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it was like Deliverance, you know. If you hear banjos, that means Charles and Adam are hanging out. So, I guess I did know that, but I know he does insurance more for farms, and I knew, of course, mm-hmm. knew his story about Farrow Life, how he came up with it, which is basically lard, but it's lard for ladies.
And men, you use it.
No, I know, but mm-hmm. it's his target market is, and mm-hmm. you know, it's a fledgling business. He's just starting,
mm-hmm.
But you love the product.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was it for me. It's like, you love the product. That's good. And you've been helping out with some social media stuff. And, we're hanging out. We're all drinking. We're having a good time.
Yeah, you
we're
went
chatting.
Through, I think, one bottle of champagne and 5 bottles of wine. And I wasn't drinking. Quick. Yeah.
And can we just have a hip hip hooray for Miss Phoebe?
Yes.
Who was amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
On her PLACE, we don't want to say, because she immediately goes to it if you say the word.
Yeah. The lobotomy worked beautifully on her.
So good. And then
the boot camp lobotomy.
Yeah. And then when we broke her off, and then she came and, you know, hung out with everybody. It was great. I was so happy.
Yes.
So happy.
She did really well.
And then so I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go out and do the beef. And Charles was like, oh, I'll come on, hang out with you. And then, and he didn't really say anything. He said, oh, that looks good. And I'm just doing, he didn't say anything about the cooking. when they say, shall I cut it?
Yes.
And, and you can just see when someone's a professional,
yes.
you know, he's like that. I'm like, oh, that's right.
And then I think that's when either Brett or Harry said, yeah, he's written four or five cookbooks, paleo cookbooks.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my, because he kept asking, do you need any help? Do you know, I know how to cook. I know how to cook. I'm like,
oh, you said that. I know how to cook.
I'm like, I know how to cook. What are you trying to tell me here?
This is exactly what you say to me. That's how you act to all men. Like, I know how to cook. I can do that. I don't need your help. And you always think of someone saying, you're doing no good.
I did not say it like that.
No, this
but I'm
this
like, is, there are guests.
Darling,
like,
this is how I hear it in my head.
Yeah, well, you got to fix that voice, baby, because mm-hmm, something's wrong. Mm-hmm, all right. I know, it's good wine.
Can't believe
anyway,
how good
so
that
yes,
is.
So it was a lovely. So I made Parmesan potato wedges.
Yep.
First time I made them, turned out great. I roasted a bunch of vegetables. I made mm-hmm. homemade garlic butter for the mm-hmm. bavette.
Ugh.
And it was a lot. And then I made a gluten-free chocolate banana bread served with ice cream. And it was.
And the big hit of the party was the salt and pepper scraper
that
from
Chris and Anamika. Yes, everybody loved it.
Like, oh, this is cool. I can wrap my knuckles and cut my knuckles while I'm having dinner.
Yes.
It's like a, what do you call it? A rasp? A grater. Like a grater
like
in a piece of wood.
Like, yes.
And it has mm-hmm. little salt, you know, like salt.
Like chunks of
crystal,
salt and chunks of pepper.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. fantastic.
Yes, it was very good.
And I really liked our big, I asked Charles to say grace because I love his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice. Like a big prayer circle.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was the first one in our house.
Just, yeah, it was such a, it was a great evening.
Yeah.
But the big thing is.
And everyone really connected. So, you know, as a. This is, of course, one of our famous dinner parties.
Yes.
And it was so
it's
wonderful.
It's better than going to the cinema.
I'm telling you. And no one there was in finance. We just have professional hunt house. But everyone mixed really well. That was a good idea to have Mark and Julianne. It's Julianne, by the way, in case you
didn't
want to say Marianne.
I'm mixing Mark and Julianne. The M, that's where I'm getting it from. I don't know why I'm doing that.
I
was
thinking the Professor and Marianne here on
now, that's
Gilligan's
really
going to
mess
Isle.
Me up. Okay. But Charles did say when he was at this event in Bastrop, the Greater Reset, he goes, I sold my first jar of farro, which is animal lard, to a vegan. Do you remember him saying that?
No, yes. I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes, he sold it to a vegan.
Did he say that it was animal lard and the vegan?
Oh, I'm sure he told her what it was. Yeah, he was so proud of that. And so then he started talking to Julianne about it, and she loved it and ended up taking home some stuff. And he texted you and texted me, and he said, yeah, your friend Julianne's addicted to it now. I go,
it's good stuff.
I said, just wait. All my friends are going to be addicted to it, which I'm going to segue a little bit. So okay, I gave a jar to Annette, and mm-hmm. Annette put it on her face, and her dog was going crazy.
Really?
Because it's animal art. Their dog's name is Chevy, Chevy. And she's like, oh my gosh, this dog is going crazy because I have this stuff on my face. He will not leave my face alone.
Did she put a lot on?
Yeah, she said she kind of put a little bit too much on. But
I took some to Joe Rogan, and I said, this is for your wife. This is a lard for her face, and you should have seen it. Lard, he made this like, what? He said, don't worry, she'll like it, trust me.
Yeah,
he didn't think it was a good idea.
No, said, oh
no, initially he was like, lard. I said, no man, this is reduced, it's got essential oils. Oh, okay, that's really cool.
Lard help us.
That's right.
That's the saying. Yeah. But I mean, seeing Brett and Harry again, they're from the Meat Mafia podcast, which was really
and they're how old are those guys? They're 28, 29.
Yeah. And they're lovely young men.
They've got a whole business going, man. They've really taken off. I'm proud of them.
Me too. And they were just so curious. They were asking a lot of questions, and they're just so respectful and kind and just really great guys. Really, really great guys.
It's that magical age where young people get their shit together, you know, somewhere between 25 and 30.
Yeah.
You kind of get your shit together, and they've got their shit together.
Yeah. No, they're
really cool.
They're really, yeah.
And I love that they felt, you know, comfortable hanging out with us.
Yeah, they're asking all questions about like our faith journey and just asking you all sorts
business
of questions.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm very proud of them.
You pulled out your phone and showed everybody the picture of your face from your teeth, and it was shocking
all
throughout the room.
It's a party favor now. Hey, everybody, come on over to my house. Let me show you my swollen face.
Everybody's like, everybody says the same thing, which is what?
It's a filter. It's a filter. That can't be real. That can't be real.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, Phoebe was really good. And I was really adamant about saying, make sure you pet her here, let her come to you, and people don't listen
to
me.
They don't listen to you.
And so you know what? You know what I'm doing? I'm going to write up a waiver, and people are going to have to sign it.
Let's do an electronic waiver on an iPad.
Before they come into the house.
I'm not going to, you're not going to do that. No waivers.
I know. But I just, it makes me so.
What you do is you get your phone and say, do you agree to these terms?
Do you consent?
Do you consent that you can be mauled by the dog? Which we were warned not to talk about on the show because now, of course, we are culpable.
It's too late.
Yeah, I guess it's too late. Yeah. But look at her.
It's too late.
She's good, man.
Yeah.
It's no problem.
But at the
the training worked.
Yeah, it really worked very, very well. Did. It was worth every time.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, babe.
I love you so much. You're so beautiful.
I love you too.
I mean, I think the coughing kind of helped your, even though it was still a workout.
My abs and my rib, my broken rib.
Yeah, but I see you undressed twice a day usually, geez. And you look so hot, baby. You really do. You really do. Oh. Do I not? I'm telling you this. It's true. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm a lucky man. Thank you. I'm a lucky girl.
Yeah, that's why it's the keeper meetup, everybody. The keeper.
But I wanted to say the last thing at the dinner party. So we start talking about Pastor Jimmy and Annette's new podcast, Living Up in a Down World. And we had to play them the opening music because it's
Jeff Smith.
It's amazing. The music is amazing.
Now we had a fun conversation about that. Was that this morning? Darling, could you please sing the opening track? Tina thinks that she knows the track. Can you just sing that for me?
No, I am not singing it.
Oh, come on. Because this morning she's like, here's how you do it. Living up in a down world. Yes, I did.
That's
okay, sing it and then I'll play it.
I'm not gonna sing it.
Oh, you're so weak right now.
I'm not gonna do it. You're putting me on the spot.
Because you're like, this is how, I'm not a bad singer. No, you're not a bad singer. You just don't know the melody. You do this with songs. You know, by the way, you know every single lyric note to man. I will give you that hands down, but. Just sing.
I'm not singing
living
it.
Living up in a down world. And you go, living up in a down world. We were. Let me just play it for a second so you can hear it.
Don't get down when you're seeing the world.
See, this is it.
Because the last will be first.
See, this part we all know.
One day
I'll do the Tina sing along. Living up in a down world. We were.
That is not true. Not true.
It's like the Beatles. Today, they say it's your birthday. Tingle. They say it's your birthday.
I know I can't sing. My dad, rest his soul. I can't sing. But what you did say.
You can sing, but you just don't know the melody.
Okay, whatever.
You do your own thing.
I'm a marketing girl, man.
You are.
But you did say, I mean, Pastor Jimmy and Annette dropped their latest pod.
I did not say. You would never hear me say pod or drop.
But they did. They released their latest podcast yesterday.
Episode,
and you said Annette is rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you said.
She's rock and roll.
That's what you said. What did you mean by that?
Well, that's more than just a podcast. She comes over and she stands there. She has a rock and roll stance.
She does.
You know, it's like, you look at her and I don't know. She's like, yeah, you're rock and roll too. The two of you.
Authentic. It's authentic.
She's very authentic, but she's rock and roll, just like you're rock and roll. And you two, when you two are together, I just sit there and go, look at them. The rock chicks.
I just love her so much.
You are. You're the terror twins of Fred.
I was telling her at church. So I went to church on Sunday and I had missed two Sundays because I was sick and I come in, Teresa's with me, and I come in, and I'm like, somebody's purse is sitting in my seat next to Annette.
Oh, we've been to church for 3 months now. It's like, this is my seat.
I've been almost there a year.
Did you clutch your pearls?
No, but I've been going to the Bridge Church almost a year, and I'm like, whose purse is sitting in my seat? Anyway.
Goodness it was, gracious.
No, I know.
Is that the Christian way, Tina? Is that how it works? You go to church and get out of my seat, lady.
No, it was Debbie's. Debbie was sitting there, but it was fine. But anyway, I was saying to Annette, wait,
fine on a scale of 0 to 100 is our new thing. When you say fine, I get to say on a scale of 0 to 100.
What is 0? Is 0 mean bad?
It wasn't 100? Wasn't fine.
Oh, 100.
Oh, okay.
Totally, it was okay. And at the
can I just stop you? Yeah. I appreciate that we're doing this, by the way, because the other day it was something for dinner or breakfast. And I said, and you said, oh, that's fine. And I said, on a scale of 0 to 100, you said 60. Oh. I'm like, good. What do you want? It really was. I appreciate that.
Oh, okay.
The word fine, we started this show almost with the first episode talking about how women say it's fine.
Yeah.
But is it fine? Is it fine? It's fine. It's fine.
Or is it fine?
Which fine,
it's fine
is it?
All right.
So now I just ask for a percentage on the scale.
All right. This then is 100%. I'm totally kidding.
It's a great idea to ask this.
But the sermon on Sunday, Pastor Jimmy was talking about connection as protection.
And oh, who man. I
encourage
that.
People to go to the Bridge website and listen to this sermon because it's phenomenal. But he was talking about how the five people that surround you in life, like think about them and how, whether, you know, those are the ones that lift you up. I'm really summarizing this, but I mean, I immediately thought of Annette, and I, at the end of the service, I said, oh my gosh, that sermon was just amazing. I said, and I think about you, and I think about how when I was complaining to Adam a few months ago, this was back in the fall, and said, I have no friends here.
Was that the last time you complained to me?
You have such a rough life now, don't you, Curry?
Hey, this is like, I'm being held captive. I just want everyone to know what I'm really going through. I get to say it once every 2 weeks. Yes.
You're happy.
I'm very happy. Okay. All right. Sorry.
Anyway, as I was saying, so I said to her, I said, you know, and I think about you and I think about, you know,
go back to the complaint. Because
I said, I don't have any friends here in Fredericksburg.
Can I do a reenactment?
Here we go.
I don't go anywhere. I don't have any friends. I don't have a girlfriend to just I can talk to and go drink wine with. I don't have any friends. Everyone's so far away. And I like it here, but, you know, I don't have any friends.
That's
Did I nail it?
No. No.
Oh, that's how I heard it.
Oh, goodness.
It's okay, because I mean...
You must think I'm a nag.
No, not at all. I felt really bad, because there's a lot of... I can fix almost anything. I can't fix that.
Okay, but...
I can't.
So, obviously... God heard me, because I was saying to Annette, I said, you know, amen. I think about when I said that to Adam, and I said, and then, I mean, and now you showed up in my life, and she's one of my best friends now. And, I'm so blessed. And I said, yeah, God heard me, and he said, hold my beer. Mm-hmm. And he brought you into my life. And I said, I'm so grateful for that. So anyway, I'm just sharing. I'm very happy.
They're like, can I try that ring on? Sure. Can I go ahead, take it home with you? Try the ring, and you're gonna hold that ring. I have this ring back. I need new things on my kitchen drawers too. I need new handles.
We do not talk like that.
That's anyway, how I hear it.
Strange. Anyway,
now, I am. Can I just say, yes. I am incredibly happy.
Yeah.
For you and for Annette, because Annette also got a great friend. Let me just say that.
You
guys are great together.
We That's are what I'm good saying. Together. And I'm you're, so blessed.
You are rock and roll. You're like kind of, who am I thinking of?
We just meld together.
Do. Yeah.
And I can talk to her about anything. And I love that. And I trust her. And I love that.
Nice.
So what do you have on your list there, Curry?
Well, I have friends.
You have friends. Yes, you do have friends.
Well, I went to the Joe Rogan show.
Yes, you did.
Which was very fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was
3.5 hour conversation.
Man, I made such a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, I mean, sitting with Joe, now, of course, I have my Tourette's and my tics and everything, so I'm always incredibly conscious of that and trying to slow myself down and keep myself calm, and it's impossible, you know, so at a certain point, I just give up and just talk, you know, whatever, I just forget about it. So it's a little intense, although I'm just sitting there with Joe having a chat, and we don't really know where it's going to go. It's intense because I'm aware of what we're doing, and I'm aware of the the vast size of his audience.
I was going to say, for people who don't fully understand, he has an audience of 10 million people.
10 or 12 million.
10 or 12 million people. This is a huge platform for Adam.
It's the biggest platform in the world, I think, right now. Yeah. It really is.
And you've been on Joe Rogan's show, what, five times?
Fifth time now.
And you two are friends. It's like you don't hang out together, but we text
from
occasionally
time to time.
And
you
don't invade his privacy and vice versa. And it's a good, respectful relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that he, in a way, it's kind of good that we don't really talk too much, because then he knows that, oh, Adamson, come on, I'm going to learn stuff that I didn't know. Like he said, you know, you're 11 months ahead of everybody, and he appreciates that. So we have, that's a good relationship we have.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, I'm wired, and of course I'm not really smoking weed anymore. And so I was just drinking coffee.
And Black Rifle coffee.
I didn't know it was Black Rifle coffee. And who knows how Jamie made it. It might have been about 20 scoops or something. And it was around like 15, 20 minutes before we're done. I almost thought I was going to pass out. I had like right in the top of my head, like a fry. Like, I'm like, oh, crap. Like not dizzy, but just like a, huh.
Yeah, because over 3 hours, you're just sipping it and sipping it.
I drank two pots of Black Rifle coffee. And so
and no water. You didn't have any water?
There was water there. And when that happened, like, oh, and I started drinking water. But by the time I got, I mean, I had to drive home. Luckily, the car almost drives itself. And I was just like, okay.
You were over caffeinated and dehydrated.
And I was just
terrible combination.
I was just tripping on adrenaline. And I think I didn't sleep more than 45 minutes at a stretch that night, because I got Charlie horses, cramps on the top of my foot, in my calves, and it was all because of dehydration.
Yes. Yeah.
But, and of course what happened was really phenomenal, because I knew that I had to talk about my faith journey. I just knew it. I mean, that God was telling me, you got to talk about this.
We had the conversation the night before, because that was when we had everybody over for dinner.
That.
Oh. Jesus, sucking it down.
No, it's
sucking on soot.
Wow. Let me see where is that? Where is it? Here it is.
Sucking in soot.
There you go. Sucking in soot.
Obama.
Yes. Yeah, you want to say something?
Yes. Yeah, so we had a conversation because I asked Adam if he was going to talk about his faith journey on Rogan. He said, yeah, of course I am. And I was nervous. I was fearful because I didn't want, and we talked it out, and it was all on me. And I was fearful because I didn't want anybody to hurt you. I didn't want people to come after you and make comments and harm you in any way. And that was very real for me.
Sure,
and
sure.
I'm glad we had an opportunity to talk through that.
And I was, all I wanted was to bring it up in the right way. I was being driven. This had to happen. This was not an option.
No, you were being guided for sure.
And mm-hmm. I was humbled that I was going to do that.
And I like how you tied it into the WT7 building.
Oh, that's
yes.
That was rehearsed.
Yes,
that I think we rehearsed it on the show, probably.
Yeah.
As we're talking, and it was like almost 2 hours in. And this is what I love about Joe Rogan, you know, completely non-judgmental, questioning, pushing back at an appropriate level. And when I say, hey, man, I'm new, I don't have all the answers, he's not going to, you know, not going to go, I've got you, or anything like that.
No, he's not like that.
I love Joe Rogan for that. Mm-hmm. Really, he's such a very, very kind man.
Gracious, very gracious.
Extremely mm-hmm. gracious. But what happened after that is what has blown me away.
Mm-hmm.
I have hundreds of emails of texts from people who I didn't even know they were Christians. People who have saying, you know, this reminded me, I need to come back to Jesus more.
People who has deconstructed your conversation with him on a YouTube.
Oh yeah. Those two young guys, mm-hmm. He's a rapper, I think.
I don't know.
What's interesting is that of all the feedback across all platforms and every way people can reach me, it's 0.5% negative. And with negative, I mean, Curry's only reading apologists. He hasn't even read the Bible, which of course is not true. Have I read the whole Bible? No, but do I read the Bible every single day?
Mm-hmm.
That includes that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and which is weird. You know, people who I guess are Christians and then say, you're not doing it right, which kind of feels like
Bitcoin. It kind of goes against the grain of Christianity.
But it's just like Bitcoiners, you know, because I talk a lot about Bitcoin too. And there's always people that you explained it to them wrong, you know,
yeah, like,
whatever.
Yeah.
I'm 100% Bitcoiner maxi even. So that combo of being, of him using me.
Him?
God?
Yes.
Capital H.
Yes.
And how many people have been praying for Joe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ton of people.
And who feel that that this was something that had not happened on Joe Rogan.
Which is interesting because I know Jordan Peterson was on there, and he's a very faithful man. I think Lex Fridman, I know that he's Jewish, but he's a very faithful man. I think he talked about it too. I mean, I don't listen to a lot of
whatever it was. This was different enough for people to say, "Oh, wow, this was what an amazing thing." And also, I didn't expect it from me.
Yeah.
Which
neither did I. It was incredibly heartwarming because I received message after message on Instagram because I saved it, and so it was lovely. I'm so proud of you, babe.
Oh, thank you.
I really am.
Also talked about other crazy shit, which is always fun.
Which I wanted to bring up. So I noticed that on Joe Rogan, man, you were dropping the F bombs left and right. Is that because it's the environment?
That's my Tourette's, babe.
Oh. It's the Tourette's, babe. Sometimes you're in the, because you don't drop the F-bombs here on Korean the Keeper, and you really don't do that on No Agenda. Maybe. So do you think it's just kind of the company that you keep that you?
Maybe. Well, on No Agenda, if I did that, John would go, you're cussing too much.
Yeah, no, I know that. You keep it in check, but because
that's
it's
probably
kind
why.
Of free form.
And
I don't care. I don't care. I'm just curious.
I notice it too.
Yeah.
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 It's what, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was just curious.
It's what you're policing me.
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. Because I fall victim to that too. If somebody around me is talking a little looser, then I tend to.
And it's actually not, I find it not powerful, you know, to do that. So I get better every time. By the 15th time, I'll nail it.
I'm so proud of you, though, babe.
When I left, he said, Adam, when's the last time you asked about you? You got to come on twice a year.
Aww.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which means I'll never be asked again.
Not what that means, but it was really interesting. And you even said it's just interesting the timing with everything that we're going through, you know, on our faith journey and everything.
No coincidence.
And
then, and also Joe texted me the day after, man, I had a good time. Thanks for coming. That was really great. And we've had a couple other back and forth, you know.
Nice.
So it's always like that. Well, you know, a little contact and then it'll be months of nothing or whatever, or weeks. Or anyway, it's I love Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I owe him a lot.
No.
He recertified me 3 years ago as the Podfather that enabled me to, recredentialized me for podcasting 2.0.
Yeah.
Very important. So
he
doesn't realize it, but he is being driven.
Yeah.
He has no control over this, of course.
Yeah.
And so it in my mind, it's a much bigger thing. It blows my mind when I think about how intricate this has been orchestrated for us.
No, I agree.
Which is good for freedom, is good for the world, is good for love, and good for Bitcoin too.
Yeah. I wanted to also mention that a dear friend of ours, Catherine's mom, was in the hospital. Yeah. And she had a little health issue she had to deal with. And she sent me a text message about how you kept her company in the hospital, the interview with Joe.
Really?
Yes. And how it was. Yeah. And yes, I think I read you that text message.
This is Joe business. I'm pretending I didn't hear that before. Really? Yes,
you read,
you read me the text
anyway, she asked, yes, and she said yes, that it meant a lot to her that you kept her company in the hospital. Yes. And she was the one that
she made the bone broth and all the soups for me that got me through my first 10 days, really.
She's absolutely lovely. And Catherine is one of my good friends as well. And Catherine said, yeah, mom. My mom, she's doing great. She's getting out of the hospital, and she texted me and she told me to tell you that you need to tell Joe that he needs to do a parasite cleanse.
Which I told him.
Because she's an intuitive
healer.
Which he
did not respond to, but
we
have talked since then, but you know.
Yeah.
I said, hey man, I just got to tell you, I'll tell you. I don't want to hold this back because, you know, who knows, but I agree. I thought he looked a little ashen.
Yeah.
A little ashen. I agree. When you read that to me, I was like, I agree.
We all have parasites, so we can all do a cleanse.
That man works hard. He's working too hard, in my opinion.
He's a good man. So.
Well, we'll see him when he opens his comedy club in downtown Austin.
Yeah. He bought the old Alamo Draft House, which was the Ritz.
Ritz, I think.
On 6th Street. We're going to go there. So.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hoot.
Yeah. It'll so
be
congrats, a hoot. Babe. That was excellent.
Thank you. I think we had a correction from CJH. This came through to you, I think, but I have a copy of it for some reason. My notes. In the morning, Tina, since you'll no doubt care more about steak cuts than Adam and John.
I didn't get that.
Well, it was about the love of money. I didn't say it correctly.
Yes, and Annette corrected me on it, too.
Well, the actual from Timothy chapter 6, verse 10 is, for the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
And I had said the root of all evil is the love of money. I'd reversed it. But most people actually say money is the root of all evil. That's really incorrect.
It's the love of money.
But I got that part right because I've been corrected on that in the past.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good to know.
And it is good to know. I
agree.
Coming from the history that I have, I would have to say yes. And I've known a lot of people. And I've been around a lot of people, and I've in the past I've had money too, and yes, I think for the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yeah, the love. Yes,
the love of money.
Yes,
money is great to have, but the love of money.
Yes,
that's where you get into trouble.
Yes.
Speaking of such.
Yes. Speaking of money.
Yes. Or lack of.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole Sumpkin.
We're doing better. We're doing better.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey now, Mom.
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
It's going to be weird in Jamaica. We're going to be on the beach going, hey, Mom, are you a cocksucker?
Are you part of Vineyard Nation?
Nation. So we have 8,500 people.
Nice.
Maybe it's probably more closer to 9,000. A small portion is using a new podcast app. We got to step that up a little bit, but there's good news.
Okay.
Because we've talked about it, but it's been complicated explaining the value for value through the podcast apps. But now there are three apps that you can purchase your Bitcoin as small as $5 inside the app.
And you can earn sats just by listening to other podcasts through Fountain.
If you use Fountain, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we have Breeze, we have Fountain, and Podverse. I'm very proud of young Mitch with Podverse. Mm-hmm. So it's also worth giving Podverse a try. But the numbers seem to be getting better. And of course, Bitcoin is going up, so that makes me feel that much better.
Bitcoin is hovering close to 24,000.
I think that chart is probably delayed. Let me give you the current the current price.
I'm always watching it.
Really?
Yes.
No. It hit 24,100 just a little bit ago.
It says 23.9 there.
Yeah, but that's. Yeah, it's 23. Anyway, it doesn't really matter because it's about the Satoshis is much more interesting. So we start off with 100,333 Satoshis from Sir Brian with an I.
Oh, Brian.
And here we go.
Who is going to the Keeper meetup.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
He'll be in
nice.
Chicago.
And he says, in the category for best excuse ever, the Golden Globe goes to Tina Marie Curry.
Oh.
By the way, it's a podcast. So if I have snot dripping out of my nose, you don't have to motion to me like there's snot coming out of your nose because I know it. But no one sees it on camera.
Get a Kleenex because I'm looking right at you. Just so you get a visual.
I'm like reading off the spreadsheet and Tina's like, you got a little bit of a snot coming out of your nose. Dude, I know. We're in the trenches here, okay? You don't need to like, wow.
I'm looking at it like, is it going to roll into your mouth?
I'm going to throw this at you. And in the category for best excuse ever, the Golden Globe goes to Tina Marie Curry, who says, I was sick and I missed church, so I ate a whole sack of tallywhackers. Bravo, bravo, standing ovation. When I grow up, I want to be just like you. #role model, #influencer. Yes. Good one, Brian.
Thanks, now, Brian.
Brian also sent something for the previous episode, but whatever happened, it didn't show up. Did you look? It did show up on Fountain.
I just saw it on Fountain under the activity tab.
Did you see the? Was there a note?
Yes, there was a note, and it was 100,000 Satoshi or 100,002 because he was in a competition with Jake.
Right.
Or 100,000.
Unfortunately,
a month.
We didn't receive it.
So yeah.
I don't know what happened there, but Brian, the good news is Fountain got theirs. Everyone else got their little piece. We just didn't get ours. So it doesn't matter.
But Brian, thank you so much.
It's amazing that any of this works.
And thank you for traveling all the way. I've been talking to him like, you need a coat, dude. He doesn't have a coat.
Does he know what Chicago's like in February?
I got 7 degrees there. I know you want to look good because you're looking for a dame.
No, he's going to be dead if he doesn't know what he's going to wear. He's going to end very, very badly.
He's so thin, too. He's going to crack like a branch.
Bro, you got to get yourself some clothes.
Every store's closed now. So anyway.
Right after Sir Brian with an I with 100,033 sats, Dear Curry and the Keeper. I finally figured it out, bought some Bitcoin to boost. I love how the Fountain app awards you sats for listening, moving all my podcasts here. Now, we absolutely loved our time together in Texas. Love from Florida, Anamika and Chris.
Oh my gosh, Anamika and Chris. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much Thank you for trying that out. By the way,
I love her.
She's also 75 Hard alum.
She did amazing. I think she's lost. What did she say she lost?
40 pounds.
But she lost an additional 4. So she's like 42. So she's like 46
Holy
pounds.
Holy crap.
She looks amazing. She does. She looks so good.
And her husband, Chris, looks pretty good too.
Yeah. He was talking about at dinner how we were talking about cold plunging, and he said he cold plunged for 45 minutes, like the first time.
That guy's an animal.
He said he shivered for three days.
He's an animal. And he knows his wine, I'll tell you that, man.
Yeah. We talked about that on the last show.
It was fun hanging out with him.
That's so cool. Thank you, hon. Thank you.
I know we talked about it, but again, I love just having some Dutch conversation with Anamika. It's nice to do that from time to time. Then we have, speaking of the Netherlands, 100,000 from Marlies. Marlies.
Need to be decanted?
Well, let me see. I think I've set up the Fountain app correctly now. I've got a name and some extra sats to return the value that I get out of your podcast. It's actually not the first time that I've boosted, but I count it as the first time, so can I get decanted?
Oh, nice.
Yes.
You've been decanted.
That's right. Ding. Dame Jennifer decants you. Thank you very much. And she says, keep up the great work. Groetjes from Marlies.
Oh, thank you.
Nice, Marlies. We got the Dutch listeners hanging
out.
Yeah,
I love that. We're spanning the globe, baby.
We're international. Excuse me. Oh, that, boy, that cough button really works. Yeah, it's great. 33,333 from Chad F., who doesn't know him. Podcasting with a cold. You're a real podcaster now, Tina.
Thank you, Chad.
Your normal voice kicked in during the middle of the episode, then started to fade again. Either way, you still sounded great, just different, which made it an interesting episode. Get well soon.
Thank you.
Chad F. is everywhere, man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
33,015 sats. The number should trigger the name. Comic strip blogger, dearest Adam and Tina. I could read it in his voice, but I won't. Your charming chemistry is an ebullient? E-B-U-L-L-I-E-N-T. Look that up, Jamie.
What? That's a Joe Rogan reference, Jamie.
Ebullient highlight of a Corksoakers week. Records of your work here will be the ideal training model for an emergent sentence to comprehend the core value of existence itself. Love. So look no further than AI.cooking for a podcast wherein such a development will be reported on by the sensitive and considerate lover, Gregory Foreman. Yo.
Okay, ebullient. Adjective. Zestfully enthusiastic.
Oh, what is
boiling
a good word?
Or seeming to boil. Wow. Bubbling. Read the sentence again.
He says, where am I? Your charming chemistry is an ebullient highlight of a Corksoakers week.
Zestfully enthusiastic. Bubbling. We're boiling.
I am loving this word. Is it? Let ebullient. Me see it. E-B-U-L-L.
No, E-B-B-U-L-I-E-N-T.
Oh, one L?
Two L's.
Two L's. And two B's?
E-B-U-L-L-I-E-N-T.
Yeah, ebullient. Ebullient. Nice. Thank you, Kelmixer blogger.
And you get your grammar lesson. How about that?
It's a bonus. Kelmixer blogger, man.
He's been supportive since day one.
He's been in my life for...
I know, you've said it a lot.
Because I have to, and he never donated until we got podcasting. I know. Never.
I know.
Because like, I can't have my identity revealed.
He's the one that said, Tina's back on the booze.
I love that guy. I can't help myself. Hey, citizen, 26969. Let's just do it, right? For those who, like me, often wonder how to interpret the many stories of the Bible, Mathieu Pajot's The Language of Creation is a real lifesaver. It rediscovers... man. Sorry. My voice. I don't know what's going on.
I hope you're not getting sick.
Mathieu Pajot's The Language of Creation is a real lifesaver. It rediscovers the archaic cosmic patterns of heaven, earth, time, and space, and sees them repeated at different levels of reality. These fractal-like structures are first encountered in the narrative of creation, then in the stories of the Garden of Eden, Cain and Abel, and the Flood.
Wow.
The language of the language of creation. I've received, I want to say, between 75 and 100 different recommendations. Almost every email, obviously not all, but a lot of emails that people send this. I saw Rogan. This was great. I've heard you on Currying the Keeper. I've been following the journey. You should listen to
or read this book. You should read, right?
Yeah. We should. I save them all, and we're creating a list. I'm creating. I'm curating, yes, a list, and I am so excited about. By the way, we also started watching The Chosen.
Yes.
Oh man, this is so good.
Yeah, yeah, we're three seasons.
That's
in.
So good.
Yes. Yeah, so Adam,
not three. We're three episodes.
Three episodes in, and so are you. Want to talk about that now? You want to?
No,
go back?
But you can if you want
to
just.
No, know. But I was saying how we were talking about Nicodemus and how Nicodemus was going to see Jesus.
Ah, right. And so then I look in my. Mm-hmm. So you gave me my study Bible, and there's a companion app that goes with that, which I can then search easily at night, you know, in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading about Nicodemus. I'm like, oh, I see what's happening.
He talks about baptism, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then I turned to you. I said, I'm ready. I want to be baptized.
And I said,
I've been waiting for you.
Yep.
Thank you, baby.
I know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's beautiful.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
So we just got to figure out when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Which, hold on a second. What's this? How come I don't? There we go. That's what I was looking for. I'm not sure when we're going to do that.
We'll figure it out.
Because yours wasn't on a Sunday.
No, it was on a Wednesday during worship service.
Right. Because the next time, which is why I could be there, next time they're doing baptisms is on a Sunday, I think.
I don't know. We have a direct link to Pastor Jimmy. We can ask him.
Well, why don't you ask your rock and roll chick, man? she clearly is running the show over there. That's obvious. Jimmy, I'm just kidding. Gene Everett, 25,000. He says, boost, boost, boost.
Boost, boost, boost.
There you go. Sir Doug with 1,000 sats. Oh, 10,000 sats. I'm sorry. Loving the show, he says.
Thank you.
Net Ned, 10,000 sats. Home Farm Boost.
Home so, Farm
Boost. Yeah, I'm sure that's, more people railing against Big Egg. The Ovum Industrial Complex here.
You're a big, what did he call you? An eggshell? What did he say?
Eggshell. Yes. Big eggshell.
Big eggshell.
I like that. MGH 6969, who says, dyslexic cork soakers unite.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. ISMA, 6,000 sats from Castomatic, which is a great app for if you're iOS. Six bottles of Costco Bordeaux later, ..
Nice.
RGBT, 4,000 sats with a big boost. Billy Bones with 3438. Thank you, Billy Bones. JDP with 3333.
Wow, thank you again.
Sir Brian of London, 1948. Oh. That's his Israel boost. Turn it up to 11, he says. He's in Australia right now.
Oh, Sir Brian of London?
Yeah, trying to sue Facebook. I love that guy.
Nice.
Yes, no shame. Anonymous, 1555, another great show, both entertaining and edifying. Thank you. We got Blue Hens with 1,000, Sakai the Horse with 1,000, and let's see. This is Iluvushi? I love sushi. I'm sorry.
Iluvushi. They actually donated to Pastor Jimmy and Annette's Iluvushi. Iluvushi.
Hit me up, babe. I need some more of that. Clearly, I need some more. 1,000 sats. First donation, please decant me. I need the decanting here.
You've been decanted.
Oh, that was great.
First boost ever. Thanks for introducing the Fountain app and how to earn and send sats. The buy sats and buy sats inside the app. Yes. Curing the Keeper has become a favorite of my 100-plus podcast.
100-plus.
Wow. Thanks for sharing your faith, Jordy. I'm also reading through the New Testament this year. May your 2023 be filled with love and blessings.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
Just a couple under the 1,777. JDP says baptismal.
Wow, JDP donated quite. I mean, if you add all of them together.
I guess baptismal is not a word that I just made it up.
Baptismal.
Sounds like something I would do. 500 from user with a long number, 57288. Change it. You can change that in Fountain. Primus Corso, 500. I fly a desk, 333 with ITM. Blue Hens again. Cheers. As always, great content in the donation segments. Man, I don't know what's going on with my throat here. C7777 is not sure where my earned sats for listening are going. Well, they go into your wallet. Man, so sorry. But eventually I'll get this fingered out. He says, I think you meant figured. I'm all caught up on episodes now, so I'll be suffering through a dry spell until next episode.
Well,
here you are. And you can buy sats in the app now, just letting you know. Just discovered this show. Great to hear Adam Curry's voice again. Remember him from the Dutch TV show Countdown back in the 80s and 90s. His radio show back in the days, Curry and Van Inkel, was one in a million. Keep going. Sorry I don't have many sats. I just got started. User 100 sats from user 326. 905611. You can change that in Fountain. And finally, 100 from Donkey. Thank you all very much. Remember the Fountain app, the Breeze app, and Podverse all allow you to use your debit card to buy sats and to send them value for value to the show, because this is the exit strategy. There is no other way for us to retire than this show. So we'll be drinking ourselves to death.
Yes.
Because the wine is, we're getting value
we're getting
in the
an
wine.
Abundance
the value
of wine.
In the wine. I had wrote down to remind ourselves to let everybody know that we have a P.O. Box. P.O. Box 1849, 1849, Fredericksburg, Texas, 78624. If you didn't hear that, you can just go to our website, which is really swanky because I made it, but it needs some love from Tina. curryandthekeeper.com, and all that information is on our Abut page, including those of you who want to send on-chain Bitcoin through Tallycoin, which no one did this episode, but thank you. And I have just wanted to play a few seconds of RTP song, because Richard Peterson sends me at least one audio recording a day.
Okay. Wow.
Sometimes 15 minutes. I just can't listen to all of them.
Okay.
But he now has done his song, which is, it's growing on me.
Okay.
I think he played this a long time ago. Now it's on 12. I'll just play a little bit. He does it on his 12 string guitar. It's about us. It's the Leather Jacket.
Okay.
It's something about it I like. Give us a chance to take us in.
Jacket love story. He found himself a keeper. This time he got it right.
Yeah, baby.
Leather jacket love story.
The leather jacket love story.
I like that.
It has a good hook to it.
You
need some production.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to hear.
Yeah, he needs to turn up his mic so we can hear his voice a little bit more.
Just two more seconds.
On the radio. Leather jacket, love story.
I'm telling you, bro, you need to work. work on this. This is good. This is good.
It's something really good there.
Yeah, he'll smoke a whole joint and then sit in his car and play and record.
Is this the guy that sent us the recording about his?
Yes. About his brother? Yes.
In the car.
But he thinks I have time to listen to everything. I don't. I try, but I just... something about this song that sticks in my head, and he should really try to work that out.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, it's very sweet.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. What else you got there, babe?
I forgot to tell you that when Teresa and I were walking out of church on Sunday, and Teresa absolutely loved the Bridge Church.
By the way, it's been so fun to have Teresa here, and we've all taken turns saying grace.
Yeah.
Including Teresa.
For sure. Yeah, she's loving our journey as well. She's like my sister. But anyway, as we were walking out, this guy came up to me, and he goes, "Are you Tina Curry from Curry and the King?"
No! You got a fan score on the street. No way!
Yes.
How cool.
And he's a No Agenda listener, but for some reason he listens to Curry and the Keeper.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, so he was telling me about
his name. Do you remember his name?
His name was Chuck. Okay. His name was Chuck. He had a hat on, his son was there, and he said, yeah, they travel around and
they're not even from Fredericksburg?
I don't believe so. No. Wow, no. Cool. And maybe he came to Bridge Church because we talk about it, but because the church was busy. It was busy.
You know what I didn't talk about was I'm integrating more into Fredericksburg life. I had lunch with someone who is working was on city council in Fredericksburg, and I'm starting to, they're introducing me to people, and we're seeing if we can make Fredericksburg.
You're going to be the new mayor.
I'll be the mayor. We're going to make Fredericksburg a little bit more than just a place to come and go to a kind of fake winery and, and drink wine as a bridesmaid, do other things. And and what was so eye-opening is he said to me, Jim is his name, in Fredericksburg, they tried to organize the retailers, they tried to organize the restaurants, which in Texas, people don't really want that. No one needs to know my business or whatever that is. He says, the most organized groups in Fredericksburg are the churches.
Yes. Yeah. I told Annette that. Yeah.
And he said, a lot of people come from out of town to worship in Fredericksburg. And that reminded me of Max Licato, who said, there's something going on here. Wouldn't it be cool if Fredericksburg could be known for a cool place to go and sample a church, go worship in Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm. I agree. There is something going on here that is definitely special.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
I agree. Anyway, so yes, I had a fan seek me out.
Did you take a selfie with him?
No.
What kind of fan is that?
No.
Oh man, fans. You got to always ask for a selfie.
I have a couple. I just have a couple more things on my list. Do you have anything else on your list?
No, I'm short once again.
Okay. Yeah, I'm carrying the show. Talent's carrying the show.
Excuse me. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm very sorry about this.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Are you going to hurt me now?
No. You make me seem like such an ogre.
That's what you think, but not your...
No, but I am. I'm really sorry about this. I broke your favorite mug. I broke the handle off your favorite mug because I was washing the breakfast dishes.
That's not the
again.
Problem.
I didn't tell you because I didn't know that it was your favorite mug.
That's the violation.
Because I never even noticed that you used this mug.
That's what hurts.
And so I'm putting an appeal out to Vineyard Nation. What did the mug say? You don't even know what the mug said.
Of course,
you?
I know exactly.
Somebody sent it to you.
So you know it's my favorite mug, but you also tell me I don't even know what's on it because you're really full of crap and you really don't even, you cannot believe that this is my favorite mug. Okay. So someone gave me this mug while we were here, been living here.
Yes.
And I love this mug.
I didn't realize you were in love with this mug.
See, you have to understand that you would always, if I was walking Phoebe and you'd make the coffee, you'd put the Black Rifle mug down because that's what you thought was my favorite mug. My favorite mug was because it was taller and it had a really nice saying on it. Anybody can be world's best dad, but I invented podcasting. And I've tweeted this out on Father's Day, and I've...
Have you?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay.
And if people stay over, I like having people, oh, that's a great mug.
No.
Yes.
Really? Where this was is, I this whole time?
See, this is the problem. This is what hurts, is you don't care about me. You don't pay attention to me.
What?
You don't know what my favorite things are.
I made you banana bread. I made you chocolate banana bread.
Poor replacements for this mug. So if you made this mug, I would love to have another one.
Because and so again, what did it say?
It was subtle. It was really subtle.
It said, I may not be the greatest dad.
No. See?
I don't even know what it said.
You're mocking my mug. You're a mug mocker.
I honestly didn't. There were so many words on it. I don't even know what it said.
Anybody can be world's best dad. See, this came up on No Agenda. John and I were talking about it, and we created this idea as a joke, and then someone made the mug. Hence, it's my favorite mug of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody can be world's best dad. I invented podcasting, which is something I would never say. That's why the mug is so funny. So if you made it, I would love a replacement.
Yes, and I am really sorry broke your favorite mug.
That's not the violation. The fact that you didn't know it was my favorite mug is kind of a wedge in the marriage.
I honestly thought the Black Rifle mug was your favorite mug. Honestly.
No, I understand that. That's what's so hurtful.
Okay.
I'm over it.
I know. And I'm really sorry.
But I did love the mug.
I'm sorry.
But then we bought a whole new...
Now you're going to get a dozen of them.
Hopefully. P.O. Box 1849, Fredericksburg, Texas 78624. But now we have new favorite mugs, which we bought, which are the...
With our new dishes.
Yeah. Finally, we have new dishes. Because I mean, the other ones, it was time.
We bought some new dishes.
They were chipped. They were kind of shitty. Where were they from? Sears?
Kmart. They're from Kmart.
Now, oh, hold on a second. See?
Oh.
I don't know what this is. It's for some reason.
Uh-oh, you getting sick?
No, I hope not. I hope not.
I just have two more things on my list.
You go, girl.
Nashville. We booked Nashville.
Yay, Nashville meetup.
We are going April 17th. Mm-hmm. So Adam and his instructor, Amy Lynn, are going to fly us into Nashville. And so Adam first tells me, he's like, oh, it's like 2.5 hours. I'm like, okay. It's 4.5 hours. I'm like, what? And I go, is there Wi-Fi aboard? He's like, no.
Wi-Fi
but you get
board.
Really cool headsets and you can listen to Howard Stern on Sirius. And I go, how many seats are there? And he said, 4. And I'm like, can I wear a parachute? And you go, no, the plane has a parachute.
You can listen to your favorite channel, The Message. We have Sirius XM. You can listen to The Blend and The Message.
Excellent. So, yeah. So, April 17th, we are flying in.
It's really quicker than any other means of going there.
No, and I'm just razzing you. I'm not scared at all. So we're gonna go. Fly in the afternoon. We're gonna do the meetup, and then we're gonna leave in the morning. It's gonna be just like a quick trip. So if anybody is interested, I know it's on noagendameetups.com.
Yeah.
And
April 17th. This is my dream that when we're a little bit older that. You know, and of course we won't need Amy Lynn because you know I'll have all the experience. Amy Lynn is not a permanent fixture, babe. Then we can just hop in the plane and fly somewhere. Maybe do a meetup. You know, if we do a meetup, we can write it off, which is kind of the idea.
Yeah.
Although IRS. But then we can really fly. You know, easily get places within the continental United States. Anything under 1,000 miles, we're going to be faster door to door.
Yeah. No, it's perfect.
And we can leave whenever we want.
Yeah.
But we will be leaving around 10 a.m.
But more so than anything, if you'd love to come to Nashville, we're going to be there. We're super excited.
It's going to be a hoot.
So Patrick Coble is organizing it. And
he already got a hotel room for us in this tricked out hotel.
Sir Patrick Coble is amazing. And he showed up at so many meetups. He showed up in London when we were on our honeymoon. Mm-hmm. It was great. So... Yeah. So we're excited about that.
I'm very excited about
it. Yeah, me too.
And Dame Jennifer's going to be there. There'll be a lot of, it really will be kind of, you know, agenda meetup.
I think Dame Jennifer.
But it'll be a Crane the Keeper meetup too. Yeah. People will come. And people will come for you.
Oh, please. Mm-hmm. And then the only other meetup we're going to try and get to is Indy this year, mm-hmm, right? Indianapolis. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Which is about the same distance. We'll do the same thing.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah,
which is so much better. Well, although door to door, if you go to Chirac, how long does it take from here? It takes you a whole day, kind of, doesn't it?
No, it's a 2.5 hour flight.
Right. But
by the time we have to drive to the airport, TSA, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's probably 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah. So it's always, it's always going to be shorter this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much better.
And then the last thing I have on my list is we watched the second season of White Lotus.
Yes.
Which I highly recommend watching it. It's really good. And if you're not familiar with the storyline or the premise.
I didn't see season one.
But a group of people go to a White Lotus hotel, and this one was in Sicily. The first season was, I thought, Hawaii. I think it was Hawaii. This one was set in Sicily. And so it's a drama. It's a comedy drama.
The whole thing has a low-level angst.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but the whole thing was like, oh man, I'm anxious. Every episode is like, just feels weird and trippy. But yeah. And yeah. I have to say, the actress from Parks and Rec,
Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey, she is a superstar.
Yeah, she's really good.
She is, and she has, I'm telling you, this girl is going places. She is real. I mean, not that she isn't already, but. Wow, I'm impressed with her. And we saw her in something else recently,
too. She was on Saturday Night Live. She hosted.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm very, very impressed by her. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm
a big fan. It's a good show. Yeah, so we highly recommend it.
Definitely.
Yeah. So.
Has Allison texted yet?
No.
Because it's 1 hour and 25 minutes.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
I mean, well, you know.
We had a lot. I mean, I carried the show again.
Once again. Of course you carried the show.
Hey.
You always do.
I love you.
Oh, darling. I love you so much. Look at my big heart sign.
I know. And your nose isn't running.
Just pretend I'm Brad Pitt. Charles Mayfield. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, everybody. Adios.
Carrying the keeper.